My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by and tune in and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can today, updated information about good health, the things we should be doing, the things we shouldn't be doing, and as new things start to create interest in this industry, you want to make sure always that you're choosing wisely from companies that you trust, you're getting the up-to-date information, and that you have that vehicle and that dialogue available to you to be able to get your questions answered. Because just because something is good for one person does not mean it's the same route for you. And sometimes you need to really make sure that you are pinpointing the information as you get it so that you're able to, you know, create a better scenario for you and your individual health. I mean, it's great to listen to other people and what they're doing and how they're doing, but when it comes down to it, how does that product relate to you and your health? I mean, is this something you should be doing? Is this something that you can get benefit from? Is it something that, you know, knowing your history is going to make a difference in your life? And those are the questions you should be asking. Every day on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics for today's world. The things that are affecting us today, up-to-date information in real time. As we hear new information, we always bring it to the show because I want people to know what's available, what's new, what's coming, what's changed. And, of course, bringing you the best guest in the industry, of course, is always going to be a great way for us to apply this knowledge as we get it. When you start getting good information, you know, sometimes it just gets us motivated. When you start tackling one area or another of your health and you start to get good results, what we do is we want to make sure that we have that availability of focus. And then moving forward to be able to apply all this good information and be able to see changes in our daily routine. How great is that? I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because that's what they do every day. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and all that good information coming your way every time you go in. It's also great that they carry the best of the best products with great prices from the companies that think of us first, the consumer. I look at it this way. If you're going to take the time, spend the money, and go get supplements, get the good stuff. Get the stuff that we know comes from companies that help us make a difference, because that's what it's all about. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Come in if it's your first time. Experience this fully packed store with the best of the best products at great prices every day. And have the experience and the dialogue with the people that can make a difference and answer your questions and help you kind of set the course for your healthy journey. Check out their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, updating all the time. Scroll down, print a coupon to use on your next purchase at the store. Enter your email address, start getting newsletters, all that good stuff. And, of course, stay connected with them on your Facebook page and their Facebook page and get that information and, you know, get the updates as they come in. Well, I'm so excited. Jay Levy is with us today, and we're going to be talking about garlic. And we're going to be talking about how using a quality garlic supplement can make dramatic changes in your health. Jay is the director of sales at Wakanaga of America in Mission Viejo, California. He is highly educated in the nutritional arena and has been in the industry for more than 30 years. During this time, he was Southwest Regional Sales Manager, working in the Texas area from 89 to 1992. Boy, that sounds like a long time ago. Then he was transferred to California as Western Division Sales Manager until the end of 1995. And in 96, promoted to National Sales Manager, and once again in 2003, he was again promoted to Director of Sales, a position of which he currently holds. Jay's pretty well known for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and retailers. He has extensive experience in training health food store employees on the technical aspects, as well as the benefits of Kyolic aged garlic extract. He's also spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appearing on live television and many, many live radio broadcasts, and a wonderful spot here on my show every single month. Help me welcome my great guest. Hello there, Mr. Jay.
Hey, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, great. Always a pleasure.
So the weather's changing, my friend, and you know, this is the time of year we start looking at things differently, even though we should be looking at it all year long, but winter months have a tendency to make us kind of look at things, you know, from the immune perspective.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, immunity is an everyday occurrence. It doesn't just happen in the wintertime, of course, but understand exactly what you're saying. And people start gearing up in the media, and everybody starts gearing up for it. But you're right, we are here.
You know, I was talking with someone yesterday, and he had just came back from a flight where he had flown to China, and then he had to come back, and he said that he was the only one on the plane, and he said, and the only one coming back, and he said, and so far, he has not coughed or had runny nose or itchy eyes. He said the entire flight was sick. And I said, what do you do? He says, I do what I do all the time. He goes, I used to think seasonally, like we just mentioned. He says, but now I just, you know, I take a heavy program all year long. And he says, my multi, my probiotics, my greens, lots of garlic. And I said, how much lots of garlic? He goes, I take 4 Kyolic capsules every day, have for years, probably since the first time that you ever talked about them. He said, and my immune system is great, thank goodness, because he said, I am in a different part of the world all the time, and we have no control over what we breathe or touch.
Yeah, no, that's a great story, great point. You know, we sleep, you know, every night for a certain amount of time to feel rested. We eat, you know, 3 meals a day to feel nourished. We you know, so there's a reason that you need to do these things on a consistent basis, do them all the time, be thinking about them if you want to, you know, maintain optimum health.
I was talking to a friend the other day, and I don't know how we got on the subject of talking about our childhood and talking about our grandmothers and great-grandmothers, and we ended up talking about cod liver oil and castor oil and chopped up garlic on a spoon with olive oil that they would just give us to us full strength. And I said, you know, did you hate it? She goes, I hated it as a child. And she goes, then I went on as I got older to use garlic in my food. And she said, and I swore I would just get away from garlic when I got away from there. And now I take the Kyolic every single day. She said, so they must have done something to install it in my brain that it was important. She goes, because now I won't be without it. I said, I know, same thing.
Yeah. Well, I've said to you many times before, you know, if your mother or grandmother made you take castor oil and garlic and or cod liver oil or whatever it is, you're a lucky person. You know, somebody cared about you and somebody was trying to keep you healthy.
You know, I talked with a friend the other day, and her husband had a mild heart attack, and he was in the Midwest. I can't remember what state it was, but he came out of it fine. There was no real damage to the heart. They had to put a stent in because one of the major influx of blood flow to the heart was a little clogged, and they took care of all that. He came out of it fine. The doctor told him to change his diet, and the doctor didn't say anything about supplements except for one thing. He recommended Kyolic garlic, and I thought that was very, very cool, because here we have this top cardiologist and recommending something as cool as Kyolic, and he didn't recommend a formula. He just recommended the brand, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, no, that is something. And, you know, we spoke about it. There's a reason that is we invest into research. And, you know, I mean, a cardiologist is going to look at research first before they believe any anecdotal evidence and anybody saying anything. That's the first thing they're going to do. And, you know, garlic has a long history of human usage, long history. So, you know, people already kind of know about it and have an idea about it, but then when they see the research, then it convinces them that, hey, here's you know, a nutrient that has positive benefits, you know, and anybody can see that.
You know, somewhere on our journey of learning about health and nutrition, you know, obviously there's information that we are bombarded with that, you know, sometimes is not true to form many times. And now today you and I are experiencing the pleasure of being able to have so much information at our fingertips that we did not have when we first started in the industry. And that being said, you know, there is still a mentality mindset out there that people think that if you're using a garlic that doesn't have smell, then it can't possibly work. And, you know, as much as I try to, you know, disarm that, obviously there's always going to be people that are going to believe one thing or another. So I'm wondering, how do you handle that? You know, if someone was to say, well, without the smell, I just don't think that it's up to par and it's not going to work. And, you know, somebody must have said something somewhere to put people on that mindset.
Yeah, well, I think part of it is, I mean, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you know, somebody says garlic, or
right.
When you think of garlic?
True,
you know,
true.
It makes your food taste good, but the harsh odor, and once again, you know, a smell is a gas that's formed, and typically gases are very unstable and have short shelf lives. So even if the odor of garlic is a benefit, it's such a complex and changing plant. Once you crush or slice it, a whole myriad of things start happening. It starts breaking down, and sulfur compounds are formed, oil-soluble compounds, and then, you know, after an hour, it changes to something else and changes something else until, you know, it's not as odoriferous. And I would think at that point, it's probably a little bit easier to tolerate, a little bit easier to take. But once again, people think that the odor is what's responsible for the benefits, and unfortunately, that's just not the case. And once again, all you would have to do is go into PubMed, punch in aged garlic extract, and look at the data. We don't have the harsh garlic odor, but we've got over 825 peer-reviewed published papers on the efficacy of the product. So to me, you know, that's where the proof is, not in the odor.
You know, I was talking with a lady the other day. I had an event this weekend, and so it was, I think, Saturday. And she said, I have to tell you a story. She said, I was cooking in my kitchen about 2 weeks ago, and she said, I burnt my hand on a frying pan. She goes, I'm very clumsy. She goes, just like you, Jeff. She goes, I'm clumsy. And I said, yep, I am. She said, and I used to, in my old days, used to reach for butter that my great-grandmother used to say, put butter on a burn. And she said, as I was reaching across, I saw my bottle of kyolic liquid, and I went to the sink, and I opened it up, and I just started putting it on it and massaging it in. And she said, I was absolutely amazed. She goes, I think I heard you and Jay mention this one time, but I just happened to just grab it and try it. She said, within a half hour, the red was gone. And almost within a couple of minutes, the soreness was gone. She said, so I actually saw it in action. She said, I just had to tell you. She said, I couldn't wait to tell you in person.
No, great story. No, I've never heard of butter for a burn. You know, but
really,
absolutely. You know, we get anecdotal stories and on a daily basis of usage of aged garlic extract.
Oh God, my grandmother used to always recommend butter for a burn.
Oh, okay.
I mean, to the point where, you know, way back then they would use butter on sunburn. But then again, my family liked butter on everything, so I guess it kind of goes along with it. But quite interesting. You know, I just I was talking with a friend of a customer the other day, and she wanted me to talk to her. Her daughter started swimming, and the swimming was she had some problems in her lower back, so they started doing exercise and physical therapy, and they thought the swimming would be good, and it's working great for her. The side effect of the swimming is that they have to go to a public pool, and she keeps getting ear infections.
Oh.
So I told her, I said, you know what you could do? I said, you go 3 times a week. I said, just give it a try. So they picked up the garlic, and when she gets out of the pool, since she dries off, her mother puts like 2 drops of garlic, the kyolic liquid garlic, in each ear. And she hasn't had an ear infection since. I said, take this personally. I said, this is something that I do because, you know, I've got about 30% hearing left. I mean, a little bit less in another ear. And I said, this an ear infection to me is the scariest thing in the world because an ear infection with that little bit of hearing could mean the end of hearing for someone. I said, so this is what I have personally done. I said, it's not going to hurt. Give it a try. And she literally has not had an ear infection since.
Wow. No, that's a great story. Absolutely. Lots of information about you know, using it for ear infections and issues like that, most definitely.
You know, the friend of mine that travels internationally, he has a buddy that goes to the East Coast. He flies to the East Coast on Monday, goes on a small plane up and down the coast, and then flies on a plane back on Friday and is home on the weekends here in Las Vegas. And he is a huge garlic person, a huge kyolic cheerleader. He uses the liquid in a couple drops in every beverage he drinks when he's there. He takes the capsules 2-3 times a day. He said it has been a lifesaver for him. He says, I live in airports, live on planes, and live in the air.
Well, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you're on the move like that and exposed to all different bacteria, germs, bugs, I mean, I think it's a good idea to bolster up and keep on top of it just so you don't get sick. Because once again, we know once you get sick, you know, you start having that lingering effect and it just takes longer to recover. Yeah. So if you can just nip it in the bud right from the beginning, it's absolutely a better way to do it.
You know, when someone talks to you, and I bring this up all the time because it's one of those things that, you know, it seems like we're trying to disarm sometimes the misinformation, and it is one that is a big one. And, you know, you talk about Allison, you talk about that, and, you know, I literally heard someone in a health food store when I was actually in the aisle looking at the products they carry. It's one of my things I like to do. You know, some people say they travel to other cities and they go visit antique stores and stuff like that. I go to health food stores. I like to see what they have and what they're carrying and how they're merchandising. And I always end up talking to a customer, always. And this guy was just harping on a garlic with Allison, and it was the only way to go. And we got into this really long conversation. At the end of it, he was just like, you know, I didn't know that. You know, I was taught incorrectly or fed some information, and we chatted. It was like a half hour conversation. But how do you, when someone raises their hand at a lecture that you're at and they're say, isn't Allison the main active ingredient in garlic, which is once again information that's out there, what do you say?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's a lot more information out there, like you say, and there's a lot more access to information, but that unfortunately means there's a lot more access to bad information also. And, you know, Allison and the whole odor myth of you having to have odor to have any health benefits. Allicin is the gas that's formed when you cut, crush, or slice garlic. And what allicin is actually nature's pesticide. It protects the garlic bulb and cloves from being attacked by bugs. Bugs don't eat garlic because that harsh, irritative sulfur, oil-soluble sulfur compound is formed, and it repels them. And that's actually what allicin is. And I don't know why, people think that you know, allicin or the smell of garlic is what's responsible for the benefits, because unfortunately it's just not correct. However, we do know that sulfur compounds, particularly for aged garlic extract, water-soluble sulfur compounds, are what's responsible for the medicinal benefits. And sulfur compounds do have, you know, an odor. Water-soluble compounds have a lot less odor than oil-soluble compounds, but nonetheless, they do have some odor.
So, I'm reading this right now. Someone just chimed in. She said, I used to use garlic with Allicin, and I got away from it because of the smell, but I've never looked back since I started using the kyolic. I've used 4 or 5 different formulas of the kyolic. I ended up settling on the green formula because I think that works the best for me. I travel like some of the other people you're saying. I work in a doctor's office where I'm around a lot of sick people. And knock on wood, I haven't been sick with anything major in years, as well as bringing down my cholesterol, my blood pressure, and my triglycerides. My doctor and everybody on the staff uses the Kyolic garlic, and I hear my doctor recommending it frequently. So it is a great product, but I would never go back to anything that had that much stinky smell, because I couldn't even go to the gym. No one wanted to exercise near me because I was sweating out lasagna smells.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, when we get something in our mind, when we're told something by somebody that we think is credible, or, you know, it's hard to get rid of those kind of ideas and thoughts until you find out, you know, that there's something better out there. And I think it's like anything else. You need to keep looking until you find what works for you.
No, I agree 100%. Another question that comes in all the time, you and I have addressed this, and sometimes we repeat these answers and questions because we get so many new listeners all the time, and questions come up, or maybe you've just started taking garlic and you decided, well, I've been hearing Jeff and Jay for a while, I'm going to go ahead and add this into my regimen. But then a question pops up because, you know, you read a little bit about garlic, and you read about sulfur, and you may be someone that's been on sulfa drugs, and you think to yourself, well, I didn't do very well with the sulfa drugs. How am I going to do with the sulfur that's inside garlic? How do you want to address that?
Yeah. Well, once again, I think that is a great question and something that people should be concerned of. And what I always tell them is, because of this natural aging process, the manufacturing process we use to make kyolic aged garlic extract, we take organically grown garlic, we put it in these 2-ton stainless steel aging tanks with a little water and ethanol alcohol for extraction. The organic garlic sits in this solution for around 20 months. And in that 20-month period of bioconversion happens, where all the harsh oil-soluble sulfur compounds in garlic are converted to safe and stable water-soluble compounds. And what's so important about that is the oil-soluble compounds are the ones that are odoriferous, sneaky, harsh, irritative. They store in your fat cells, so when you breathe, when you sweat, when you urinate or defecate, you have that odor, that garlic odor. But the water-soluble compounds, much easier on the body, much easier for the body to deal with, to digest. You don't have any of the harsh side effects. You don't smell like garlic, and you get the benefits of the sulfur compounds that, you know, I've said many times, sulfur is a mineral that is essential for life. Essential means you have to have it. You have to have sulfur in your body. It's in every structure and function of the body. Extremely, extremely important.
I couldn't agree more. Question just came in. It says, my doctor recommended that I go ahead and eat a healthier diet. He recommended eating more things like onions and garlic in my diet because of blood pressure. He said that he had heard that they were very good for blood pressure. Is eating garlic and onions the same as taking it in supplement?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And don't kid yourself. Don't think that it is. And once again, not to say don't eat onions and raw fresh garlic. Absolutely. It makes your food taste delicious. It's great. The problem is it's just difficult to eat enough raw fresh garlic or raw fresh onions to really do your body good. And the real problem is if you eat too much, you can actually do some damage. You can oxidize basically the body. That's what you've heard, that garlic is nature's antibiotic. Anti means against, biotic means life. You don't want to take something on a daily basis that's against life. You don't want to consume too much of it. Most of us don't. When we eat raw, fresh garlic or onions, we really just eat a little bit. Some people, of course, can tolerate more than others, but really you're just chopping up a piece of a clove or a bit of a clove, or you cook with it. And when you cook with it, you change it completely. Yeah, you know, the sulfur compounds and all the benefits, you're basically cooking out and just getting the odor. But once again, no problem eating garlic and onions.
You know, I have a friend that grew up in Italy, and, you know, she grew up obviously with onions and garlic and basil and all that wonderful stuff and the seasonings and the spices. And she moved to this country, and she continued with a little bit of that, but then she dived into a high-stress lifestyle and all that kind of stuff. And we had a conversation a couple years ago, and she said, you know, all of these spices should be really good for me and protect me. And, you know, I've got some blood pressure things and all these other kind of metabolic syndrome health conditions going on. And I said, you know, I'm glad that you're doing all the spices. I said, but you know what? You really do need to remember that although there is some benefit, they're mostly flavor enhancers. You're going to have to make a difference. And I said, if they were going to make that much of a difference for you with the amount that you use in your diet with your food, they already would have done it. So we had a long talk, and we sat down and talked about vitamins, and of course, she started using the Kyolic garlic, and it started making a dramatic change in the little pendulum swinging toward a healthier life, and then she really got it, and she's one of those people that is on the bandwagon and talks about Kyolic all the time, because I think when you... You know, Jay, when you see something and you feel it and you try something and you see a difference that is noticeable, you want to share that.
Absolutely. No, and when you hear it from somebody, that's, you know, when it means most to read something or, you know, to hear something is one thing, to hear it in the media, but then to hear it from somebody it's always easy when you hear something in the media to think, oh, it's a little bit overblown, it's you know, sensationalized. But when you mm-hmm. hear a colleague, a friend, a neighbor, or a family member, somebody mention it, it means a little bit more.
I was at Stay Healthy about a month or so ago, and I was walking my way back to their back room, and there was a lady standing there talking with two friends in front of garlic. And as I was walking by, she was having a conversation. She says, now, this is the one that I use. She goes, I've tried this one, and this one, and they were all good, but I've settled here. I think you might want to try one, maybe try another one, see how your body reacts. And I look over the shoulders. I walk by, didn't say a word, and they each had bottles of Kyolic garlic in their hands, and she was giving a wonderful dissertation right there.
Nice. Well, I think that's a pretty strong recommendation when somebody says, hey, I take it, it works for me. You know, I think it does get people's attention.
We're talking with Jay Levy today. We are talking about Kyolic garlic. This is a line of garlic products that I have been behind. It is the one I recommend, always will recommend, always have recommended. You just need to pick the right product for you. We'll be right back with more information on this great line. Remember, they're all available at Stay Healthy. Stay tuned.
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprazine and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprazine will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprazine. Toprazine is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprazine and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprazine, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, doing it right every day, helping us help ourselves to be as healthy as we can. With great dialogue, a fully packed store with the best of the best products, great prices, and just a full-service place to go for all your health and wellness needs. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're talking with Mr. Jay Levy. We're talking Kyolic Garlic, and we're talking about the benefits and some great feedback that you guys are always sending in, which is awesome. I did hear and got one question right before we went off the air and, on our break. And the question was, can you double up your dose if you're feeling a cold starting to begin?
I think it's an absolutely great idea to double up your dose. You know, once you have a cold, I don't know how much it's going to do, but it certainly won't hurt. You know, the beauty of aged garlic extract is, you know, that we've done all the research and have the 825 peer-reviewed published papers. That means we've had to do and had to compile a lot of data, a lot of preliminary data, a lot of safety data, so we know that by taking high dosages, and we've got research where people are taking up to 7.2 grams, which is, you know, six times the wow, recommended daily dose with absolutely no side effects. So to bolster it a bit when you're not feeling well or the right time of the year, I think it's a great idea.
You know, as I look at this line, you know, today it's a very confusing field, our field, Jay. You know, and if you only have a little bit of knowledge in the field, and let's say you go to a health food store, and let's say they don't have a staff ready to jump in and help you answer your questions and stuff like they do at Stay Healthy, and it's a store where you're kind of meandering around kind of aimlessly, kind of drive up and down the aisles trying to look for things that you think you might have heard about. There's nothing better than being able to reach out to a line of products, pick up a bottle or a box, whatever it tends to be, and read the label and have a great idea of what that product is, what direction it's aimed at. And I've always liked your line. I've always liked the labels because, you know, you have to be able to make things understandable. Sometimes the labels are so ridiculously technical that even I have to look at them and say, okay, I better read that again. And I'll read it again, and I'm like, all right, I get that. But is the average person going to get that information? Just put on the information that people will identify with and say, okay, now I get it. And they'll pick up the bottle, and it's more understandable. I think it gets very confusing.
Yeah, well, Jeffrey, I know, you know, you've been around the industry long enough. And before DeShea, when we really couldn't say anything on the label, You know, and what was interesting to me is these products still sold and still sold well because, you know, there is resource material. There, you know, you can ask questions to people. Agreed that, you know, it's certainly gotten a bit easier with what you can say, but there's still regulations and it's still kind of tricky and still can be confusing. And I can understand how, you know, consumers are confused by reading the label. I mean, most of us, you know, go to the doctor and the doctor tells us what to do, what to take and when to take them. You know, we don't even really look at the directions, right. But I think it's a great idea for everybody to you know, to read directions on the label and once again, to deviate from them, no problem. But it's a good idea to have a baseline. It's nowhere to start.
Would you say that the Kyolic Garlic line is maybe a combination of antibiotic, anti-germicidal, antibacterial, antiviral? Does it fit into any of those categories?
Well, you know, no, it does not. However, with that said, it does everything that you just said, and that's what's so unique about it. Kyolic will not kill anything in your body. If you have an infection, if you're sick and you think you're taking Kyolic, what Kyolic does, it bolsters your own immune response to do the work, and that's what you want to do. If you're taking something that's, you know, working, then, it, you know, it's the body not doing it. It's the drug doing it. You want the body to be able to maintain and to fight off any foreign invaders. So, yes, aged garlic extract does everything you said, but no, it's not the aged garlic extract that does it. It's aged garlic extract enhancing your body to do it.
So that being said, our bodies are these intricate machines. And when we give them the right tools, hopefully the body is able to, number one, identify the tool, but then utilize the tool and then do the job that it was meant to be. Because I really do think our bodies are really in their own right passionate about doing what they want to do. But many times we don't give them what they need and they're not able to do the job effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. No, if you don't put in good, you're not going to get good out. I mean, it's that simple. You know, you put in trash is going to come out.
Just got a little text here from someone said they used the liquid garlic on a wart and it really helped. Huh.
I've heard that too. You know, what I'd like to say to people is, it's not a miracle nutrient. I wouldn't say it's a cure for everything, and it might not even get rid of everybody's warts, but it's certainly worth a try. It's an all-natural process, an all-natural product, and it's been around for thousands of years, the usage of garlic. So I would say absolutely worth a try.
So let's put it this way. If we want to keep our bodies really healthy with the upcoming Halloween, we would take the garlic inside to keep our bodies strong, but we would eat food with garlic to keep the vampires away.
Well, I'm okay with that.
I have three of these that have come in now. Two say they've tried your Lucky 7 and they really like the way it works. The third one is, what is this Lucky 7 that my friends are talking about? And can I use it if I have a high blood pressure?
Yeah, no, great question. And, you know, always if you have some kind of, cardiovascular risk factor, you need to think about it and ask these questions and know. And the beauty of Lucky 7, it's seven natural ingredients. It is codonopsis, L-citrulline, maca, tribulus, longjack, zinc, and selenium. For the most part, nutrients and ingredients that are known to help with men's health issues. What I like about the combination of ingredients is it's mild. It doesn't have a real jittery, doesn't make you feel amped up or jittery, or so anybody that has any kind of cardiovascular issues, no problem. How it kind of Lucky 7 translates to men's health is, testosterone levels are enhanced by the codonopsis, the tribulus, the longjack, and the zinc. The erectile dysfunction, L-citrulline, tribulus, and longjack have an impact on endurance and physical performance, maca, longjack. So, a lot of these ingredients have multiple pathways that they help the body. For reproductive tissue function, codonopsis, MACA, zinc, selenium, Largexa combination for, you know, and people forget about just the psychological aspects of male performance, and it's huge. Selenium, Longjack, Codonopsis all have a positive impact on that. And then, of course, the libido, which is something that, you know, as we age, and if we're not healthy, it's just not going to be there, and these ingredients help with that. So I think these seven ingredients really, really kind of cover a wide spectrum of men's health.
Talk a little bit about your Kyo Green division, because that's another whole branch off the Kyolic tree. It's a whole different division of products.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Kyo Green, you know, it's been on the market for almost 30 years, and
yeah.
It's a combination of barley grass, wheat grass, chlorella kelp, brown rice. We have repackaged it, rebranded it, and come out with a couple new items now. We have the Kyo Green Sprouts Blend, which is a combination of organic sprouts, amaranth, quinoa, millet, buckwheat, garbanzo, lentils, adzuki, flax, sunflower, pumpkin, chia, sesame,
wow,
broccoli, plus the barley grass, wheat grass, chlorella kelp, brown rice with some spirulina. So absolutely exceptional nutrients. And what I like about these types of products is, you know, when you take them and you mix them in water, juice, or even capsule tablet, what I like about these, it's a real balanced nutritional profile. You don't get any one single nutrient, just a mega, mega dose of it. It's just kind of the way it comes in nature. Typically, it's balanced and good for you. We also have the Kyo Green Harvest Blend, which is, you know, over 35 different ingredients from ancient grains to vegetable blends to fruit blends to herbal blends. So it's a great line, great tasting, mixes well in water, doesn't clump up, something, once again, that's good for everybody. And let's face it, you know, we all need a little more nutrition in our diets.
Would it be an alternative to eating greens, or would this be something that I like to recommend? I still want people to eat green vegetables and fruits, but this would be a great way to amp it up.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I'm so glad you said that, because, no, I don't think there's any substitute for eating a healthy diet. They're called supplements because you supplement, with what you eat. So, no, you still need to eat fruits and vegetables, like you said, but then by enhancing them with the green powder drink mix, it's the perfect combination.
Can you throw this in your smoothie in the morning with no problem?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. No, it would be perfect. No, the barley and wheat have a real mild taste. It's almost, how can I best say, it's almost like a green tea. It's not a real strong flavor. It's not a bitter flavor.
Right.
It's
true.
Just a nice, smooth mouthfeel and texture.
I have someone that chimed in. She goes, I have a little shaker cup, and in the morning I put it in with my apple juice. She goes, I shake it up every morning and drink it, and usually when I get home in the afternoon, I want something to eat, but it's a couple hours before dinner, so I'll shake it up in a little apple juice and take it then too. She said it's been great for my stomach. She goes, thank you for talking about it.
Yeah, no, what, that's great to hear. And, once again, Not to replace a meal, not to replace, but just as a supplementation. I think that's the way we need to, to think of these things. Not as a replacement. Just
can you imagine how much healthier everybody would be if they came home and rather than jumped into something sugary and something like that and just basically took the time and had maybe a little snack when they got home? They probably would feel better. They probably wouldn't be so ravenous at dinner. And maybe after the end of the day, after working really hard, they might have a little bit of afternoon, evening energy.
Yeah. What's nice now, too, is we offer a single-serve stick pack. So you can take Kyo Green in your purse, your backpack, or even your pocket. It's an easy way to do it. It's just convenient way to get balanced green nutrition.
Wow, that's I didn't know about that. So that's very, very cool. I'll pass that on. The other thing is there anybody is there a benefit of using any of the formulas? I know you have the Sprouts Blend, the Greens Blend, the Harvest Blend, and the Energy. And I'm thinking to myself, should people try one, then another, then the other one, and see which one they react to the best?
Well, I think that you know is always a good way to do it. You know, the base formula once again in all three is the barley grass, wheatgrass,
right,
chlorella kelp, and then they're just added other additional nutrients. You know, for either you know once again energy or for some immune benefits and even digestion.
Okay. Well, no, I appreciate that. Quick question: taking my garlic with the Kyo Green, that's okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can put liquid and the powder in a smoothie. Absolutely.
You know, what I like about my audience is that, you know, they know what they're using. And if they hear about something that they'd like to use, they want to make sure it doesn't rock the boat. And I think that that's a very, very proactive thing of doing.
That, absolutely. No, I think you need to consider other things that you're taking, other nutrients, foods, prescriptions, whatever the case may be.
Another question, what is the youngest age that I can start putting the liquid garlic drops in my kids' juice? They're 2 and 3. I'm thinking it's fine. They have smoothies in the morning, but I thought I would just ask. I just pulled over on my car to ask you a question.
Yeah, absolutely. No, 2 and 3 are a perfect age to do it. Mm-hmm. That's really the optimal age to do it. You know, we get this question a lot, and, you know, it's a liquid, so it's easy to swallow. It's natural. It's not enhanced. There's nothing in it that you know, would hurt anybody or anything. Obviously, capsules, tablets, you know, that's a different matter because a baby, you know, can do that. But liquid form, no problem. We actually have some data showing that nursing mothers actually show an increase in milk production that if they're taking aged garlic extract. So, you know, even a nursing baby, aged garlic extract is good for, but you know it's a kind of a personal preference thing also.
Wow. You know, I had someone that talked to me the other day, and we were talking about garlic and stuff. We were going through their regimen, and they said they'd added in, and they couldn't decide whether they want to do the liquid or the capsule. And they brought up something that you were talking about, how the liquid garlic is the number one seller in Japan. And he said, I can probably bet that we're so lazy over here that people take more capsules than liquid in the United States.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's a convenience factor. There are all kinds of things. However, with the liquid, there are lots of people that pull apart an empty capsule, fill the capsule up with liquid, and take it that way. So that's even less convenient than just taking a capsule or just squirting the liquid, you know, it down your throat or in a smoothie or water or however you do it.
Another question. This one just came in. It says, can you take too much and can you thin your blood with this? Because my doctor told me to stay away from things that are over thinning. So he limits my vitamin E and my ginkgo biloba to like one capsule of each a day. Is there blood thinning properties in garlic?
Well, yes, there are blood thinning properties in garlic. Mm-hmm. Are there blood thinning properties in aged garlic extract? If your blood is too thick, yes, it will bring it to a healthy level. If it's too thin, it absolutely will not thin it anymore. It's a modulator, a regulator, and get it to a healthy place where it should be.
Oh, that's really good to know. You know, I like the idea that if it's too thick, it's going to help to make the viscosity of the blood a little bit more fluid.
Absolutely.
But if it's already very, very fluid, it's not going to take it and make it any more fluid. That's really good to know. I don't know if we've ever mentioned that before. That's really important. If someone is looking for the Kyolic garlic at Stay Healthy and they're standing in front of the line for the very first time, where should they reach and which product should they pick up to like get a good idea of the overall benefits of the line? Which one would you recommend them starting with?
Yeah, well I think, Jeffrey, you know, I mean, somebody that's going to be interested in garlic is probably wants to as much as possible, you know, they want to benefit from the cardiovascular reasons you would take it. You know, either you're a little hypertensive or your cholesterol's numbers are a little up or you just have one or more cardiovascular risk factors. Or it's an immune issue. And, you know, the reality is, once again, there's an immune component to even cardiovascular disease. Immunity is an everyday thing. It's an all-the-time thing. So we all need those benefits. Not everybody has cardiovascular benefits, but unfortunately, you know, most people do have some kind of cardiovascular risk factor. So when you're standing in front of Kyolic, just know that you're going to get cardiovascular benefits and immune benefits. You're going to get the detoxification benefits, which once again, living in today's modern society, we're all exposed to all kinds of environmental toxins. It's good for all of us, and any of the formulas are good for all of us. However, you know, I would assume that somebody looking at it for the first time probably would gravitate towards more one of the simpler formulas. Our Formula 100, the green label, is basically just aged garlic extract. The Reserve is a little more potent. It's 600 milligrams instead of 300 milligrams, but it's just straight aged garlic extract. I would think people for the first time probably gravitate to more to those formulas, but it's just a personal preference, and it's according to what other nutrients you're taking.
Well, I want to thank you. Every time we get together and we talk, there's always a couple of new points that come up, and it's just a great reminder of why we should make this part of our daily regimen. I thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
Oh, Jeffrey, it's always a pleasure being on the show. And you know what? What I really enjoy is just, you know, once again, people sharing what they do, what works for them, what they've seen. It's going to help us all and have an impact on all of our lives.
Be well, my friend. My best to everybody at Kyolic and to you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
My guest today, Jay Levy, it is always a pleasure to have him here on the show. He always brings such great information, and, you know, he makes it easy to understand. And in this confusing, weird world we live in, sometimes when things are made a little bit easier, we get a better idea, a better grasp, and a better hold on the things that are really important. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store just for that reason. Information, education, knowledge, the best quality products, and an awesome, wonderful group of people to work with. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Stay Healthy was founded on the basic foundation points of be an information-based store, be an education-based store, carry the best quality products, have open dialogue, be able to be there to have conversation. That's what they were founded on. And here they are so many years later, still doing the same wonderful thing every single day. Come in and see what a full service, I mean, fully staffed store and loaded with great product health food store is all about. You'll wonder why you haven't been going there for a long time, but I guarantee you, you'll want to keep going there once you experience what they have to offer. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston is where you'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, print yourself a coupon to use on your next purchase at the store. And as well, leave your email address, start getting newsletters, and be connected to the store through their new webpage. They're doing a great job. You can go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Go to stayhealthylasvegas.com. The archives of the radio shows are available for you to download when it's convenient for you on both of those. And, of course, my thanks to my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting that makes those great podcasts available every single day. How great is that? I love technology. So stay healthy. Go in and see what it's like to get questions answered and experience great quality service, something we don't get to see very much anymore. But that full service idea is something that many of us were raised with, and it's really in your mind. It's a way of going somewhere and being treated with respect and recognized and helped and all that good stuff. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to tune into my show. Of course, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And like I mentioned, if you can't tune in, you can always go to one of the web pages and download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. We try to bring up the relevant topics every day. I bring you the best guests in the nutrition industry, and we talk about the things that are the most important for us, our good health. And like I say all the time, it doesn't have to be technical. We want to know what it is, what it does, when do we take it, can I take it, how much does it cost, and where is it located? Usually at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Have a great day, everyone. Do something awesome. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.